Hey, pedestrian podcast fans, this is a very special, almost unbearably special introduction from an extraordinarily special guest introducer, me, Sridhar Ramesh. I snuck in here to record it because, well, Krish and Hector, they don't run a very tight ship. The episode you're about to listen to was recorded July 28, 2017, in front of a live audience, and it's perhaps one of the better pedestrians episodes because it features an incredibly special guest, me, Sridhar Ramesh. Thanks and subscribe. And for those of you who are in San Francisco on August 25th, there will be another live recording from 6 to 7 p.m. at the Endgames Training Center. And those of you who are Sketch fans might enjoy a nap time performance.
Okay, I just need to go to the bathroom. Okay. Hey, what are you doing? Sridhar, what are you doing in the bathroom here with all this recording equipment?
A special guest!
Check.
Welcome to another episode of the
Pedestrian. Yeah, thanks so much for coming out!
Yeah, I'm Krish.
I'm Hector. This is July 28th. It's Friday.
Yes, 2017.
It's happy hour.
It's happy hour. And we're here for another episode of the Pedestrian Podcast Live.
Another episode.
We talk for a little bit. They create scenes. We talk for a little bit more. They create more scenes. We talk again. More stuff happens.
Endless cycle.
It keeps going.
This is your personal hell.
You're never leaving.
Yeah, that's right. And then somehow, at some point, it all ends.
Tied up into a nice little ribbon.
Yeah. Be prepared for everything to be tied up nicely in a nice little ribbon.
Nice little ribbon, yeah.
Without further ado,
yes.
Should we bring to the stage our fearless improvisers?
Yes. Please give it up.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you guys can give it up
for Andy Feldman, Bree Kalla, Caitlin Harrington, David Chalk, and Joshua Love.
Hello, esteemed audience.
Hi. Hey.
Yo.
Good evening.
Yes, thank you. And also,
we have one more person.
Yeah, one more person whom regular listeners will recognize as a guest.
A guest on our show.
The only one who's not a special guest. Can we also welcome to the stage Sridhar Ramesh.
Sridhar Ramesh, everyone.
Mother tells me I'm special.
Yes, okay. Enough about Mother. Yes. So the way that this gets started is that we need a suggestion of something that we want the show to be about.
Yeah, so what do you want to hear us talk about?
Yeah.
Fantasies about being in bands.
Oh, well, you know, this strikes very close to my heart.
You were in a punk band.
No, was I?
I distinctly remember that at some point you were part of a band or you played punk music.
Oh, yeah, we played music. It wasn't quite punk. No, it was not punk. It was like pop music.
It was pop music.
Pop music. It starts with P. But I feel like being in a band is sort of like every white kid's suburban dream. Like,
so then why did you have it?
Because I grew up in Ohio. I grew up in suburbia. I might as well have been white. Like, I was like, this is what I gotta do. I gotta play in a band. But the thing is, like, the dynamics about the band is like you're the guitarist,
mm-hmm.
you're the bassist,
yeah.
you're the drummer, or you're the singer, right? Right.
Yeah. You want it to be all of them.
I think the thing is if you're egotistical, you're like,
you
I want to
be the singer.
I want to be the singer or the guitarist.
Yeah.
Right? But I realized that the drummer is actually the coolest one.
And so you became a drummer.
No. Oh, yeah. Thank you for the rim shot. Yeah. No, I have no rhythm. I have zero rhythm.
Uh-huh.
I think drumming is impossible. It's so hard.
Yeah. So, I can see that. So basically what you're telling me is you thought that would be the coolest thing to be, and you chose not to be it.
No, it's not that I chose not. I feel like...
Wait, you're saying... I'm sorry, I lost track. You were the drummer with no rhythm?
No, I can't drum. I can't drum... This is my greatest feeling.
You became the bassist, or what did you become?
Oh, in this band?
Yeah, in this band.
No, I played the guitar.
Okay.
Oh, that
not that fun. It was boring.
You don't like playing the guitar? I love playing the guitar.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember we were visiting my uncle. I have an uncle up in upstate New York, Buffalo. And he's a professor of computer science, and we went to his place, and he used to play the guitar, and I used to think to myself, oh my gosh, this is the coolest thing ever. If I become a professor someday, I'll get to play the guitar in my spare time.
And right,
I had this thought as a child.
And that's why you went to grad school.
That's why I went to grad school, pursued a PhD, and all
of
that.
And then took guitar lessons.
Do you ever, go into your boss's office, your boss at a unnamed tech company, and say, you know, I've been here for 4 years. When do I get to learn how to play guitar? has that ever happened? Yeah.
I did it without asking for permission. I just started taking lessons. Yeah, and
they're like, oh, you're middle management material.
I very early on realized that I didn't want to be in a band, and it was a great relief because you have all these dreams that you know are never going to pan out.
Yeah,
so the moment you realize you don't actually want something, it's just a weight off of your
shoulders. Oh, yeah. No, I get that.
I could see that. For me, it was just I wanted to be able to play the instrument. You know, I wanted to play music, and there's something soothing about it. There's something viscerally soothing about playing good music. And if I'm hearing something sometimes singing a song, or if you hear a song, I just I have this rush of this rush comes to my head. It's called Frizzone. It's just you get this sort of tingling sensation in your brain, and it just
I believe it's pronounced frisson.
Yeah, sorry.
I believe that's a stroke, guys. A tingling in your brain, and then what happens?
It's just a great feeling. It's just I get it. It's inconsistent, but when I hear certain music, I get that rush, and it's a beautiful feeling.
Yeah. It's all drums. Yeah. This keyboard is all drums.
So you get a really great feeling from playing. I feel like what I really get out of playing music is the feeling of being able to talk about how I get this really great feeling. You know, I want to be able to be it's just music makes me feel like I'm vibrating at the same frequency as the universe. I feel like what you're saying right now.
Well, when I was in high school, I noticed everyone started playing guitar. Well, all the boys I was friends with started playing guitar to impress girls, right? Is that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah.
But when I was very young, when I was a kid, I always would watch violinists because my mom liked to watch violinists. And so I always wanted to play the violin. And I remember my mom once got me a toy guitar for Christmas. And I was disappointed and pretended it was a violin. That was cool in my head.
So you bring out a bow and just play.
Yeah, I just pretended I had a bow out of some other toy that I had. But then I did eventually learn violin, and I played it for a decade. And then I went to college, and I brought this violin with me. Mm-hmm. I was never any good, but I just learned. I took the lessons. I was okay. And I remember my last year of college, I accidentally dropped my violin, which is such a dumb, stupid thing to do.
Oh.
And it just chipped a little. It just had to go to, get slightly repaired. But I gave it to the luthier, whatever you call it, for repair right before I moved to Berkeley. I was in Pittsburgh at the time. And so I thought, all right, I can't bring it with me right now, but when I go back to the East Coast, I'll pick it up again and I'll bring it to Berkeley. And that was 11 years ago, and it's still in my parents' house.
Yeah. I want to be very clear that, yes, of course, the only reason why we want to play music is to impress girls.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or women, maybe, now, but... No girls.
Yes. Yeah. Right.
I think we should also add that all three of us are single.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I never learned to play guitar. I spent all my time in that stupid fucking violin.
Yeah.
I learned to play guitar and it didn't help.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just want to play the drums.
Honey?
Yes?
Now that we've been married for 5 years,
mm-hmm.
I was hoping that we could eat Cheetos.
Cheetos?
Yeah. I went over to a friend's house and I saw that they were eating Cheetos and they had been married for 5 years. So I thought to myself, well, if I get married for 5 years, then maybe I'll get to eat Cheetos.
Wait a second. You got married to me just so you could eat Cheetos?
Yeah. They look so good.
Okay. Okay, stand back a second. We had a honeymoon in Paris, which cost $5,200.
Yeah.
We went out for like a good 3 years before getting married.
I know.
Introduced you to my parents. I moved all the way to Florida.
That was, yeah.
And this is because you want to try Cheetos.
I know. I went through a lot. I made a lot of sacrifices, but those Cheetos look so good. The orange dust, it's
so
fun.
You could just eat Cheetos at any time you want. You could just buy them at the store. They sell them. They don't check for like a marriage license or anything.
What? What? What are you talking about? Are you saying I didn't have to marry you to eat Cheetos?
I'm sorry?
I'm just saying, I sacrificed a lot. Like,
you sacrificed a lot?
I didn't want to go to the Eiffel Tower. I hate tall things.
What?
I didn't want to meet your parents.
What?
They criticized my shirt.
Romance is... Paris is a city of romance. My parents love you. And I just find out now you just wanted to try a like cheesy snack made of corn and a delicious yellow powder coated that tastes like cheddar cheese. And that's all you wanted me for? You were just using me to get a snack?
Yes.
Hey, honey. How about instead of having sex tonight... I'll play Wonderwall for you again on my guitar.
Oh my God.
Like, I know I'm not that good at it yet, but every time I play it, I swear to God, it's just like an orgasm.
Oh my God, the sensation I get throughout my entire body when
right?
you sound almost like Liam Gallagher. So close to Liam Gallagher.
I'm getting closer. My instructor says I'm doing very well.
Oh, I believe it. Like, yeah. I cannot wait to get that, like, pins and needles feeling all over my body.
Oh, honey, I'm so glad you agree.
Yeah, so good.
I was worried that if we didn't have sex anymore, our relationship would fall apart.
Well, you know what? If you're going to play me Wonderwall, I want to play you Marcy Playground Sex and Candy.
Oh, I want to know what that is.
Well.
Tell me now.
Should I go first then?
Yes.
Hang around downtown by myself and I've
Wait,
had
stop. I can't handle it anymore. It's too good.
Should I sing it slower?
Oh no, Mommy, Daddy, are you guys playing hits from the 90s right now?
Go back to bed, little boy.
What's going on?
Go back to bed.
That'll really fuck them up if they hear us playing.
Yeah. Oh, you know what really puts them to sleep?
What?
Bye 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 bye.
You sing that to the kids? You sing to the kids?
It has a different effect. It's like a lullaby effect.
That is going to come out in therapy, okay?
My mom did it to me.
Oh, my God!
She sang me Heart of Glass by Blondie.
Oh, my God! I'm going to throw up.
Oh, God. I ruined this night.
Yes, you did. Don't ever sing to me. Don't even look at me.
I smell sex and candy. Yeah.
So my growing up, my mom, I think my mom is a great singer.
I'm sure she is. I'm sure she's amazing.
She used to sing songs from the 60s, like the sort of like folk.
My dad was very similar. He used to sing a lot of like Arlo Guthrie.
Yeah, you know, and my mom would like be really into like Peter, Paul, and Mary. Sing about what's the Puff the Magic
Puff
Dragon?
The Magic Dragon.
Yeah, Puff, yeah. Obviously yeah, Puff the Magic Dragon.
Because your mom liked Puff and the Magic Dragon.
Yeah, because my mom was a big stone. No, my mom had no idea that
I mean, I think they claim, and I think somewhat credibly, it actually is just a story about a dragon and all this marijuana stuff. Is just something that their fans put on it, but it's not really a song about marijuana.
And I suppose you're saying like Scooby-Doo was a show just about solving mysteries,
yeah.
And not a show about smoking marijuana.
Yeah.
Well, it's I think Scooby-Doo is somewhat capitalizing on hippie culture or kind of parodying it. Not fundamentally a show about smoking marijuana.
But I feel like that's very That's sad that Hanna-Barbera is capitalizing on hippie culture.
Yeah. It seems very exploitative.
Well, have you gone back and watched Scooby-Doo anytime as an adult? Because like I had these little kid cousins who were really into Scooby-Doo, and it's the most cheaply made crappy cartoon. Like it's as a child I watched all of this stuff and you can't tell the difference between what's good and what's bad, and you just have these fond memories you build up. And then later on, you look at it, and they're all crap.
I feel that way when I play music, because I'll sometimes record myself playing music, and I think, you know, I'm doing such a good job, and then I'll hear it play back, and just, like, so slow, it's out of rhythm.
Yeah,
it
just, out of tune. Not my voice.
Not my voice. It sounds awful.
Yeah, it turns out, I know exactly, and that's why I'm like, oh, why did I spend all this money on this? On the instruments and recording equipment.
Exactly. Why am I spending all this money to make something look so professional?
Right.
So professional.
Yeah. Why am I wasting my capital, my social capital, to get my friends to come out to a thing that looks so professional and sounds so awful? but just go back to your point about Scooby-Doo being of low.
No, I
want
to go back
quality.
To an earlier point of yours.
Oh, okay.
You said something about how your mom was a good singer, and Chris said his father, I think, is a good singer.
Yeah.
But my mom would sing to me when I was young, and she wasn't, like, a great singer or anything, but I still have fond...
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
I know, she wasn't a good mother that way, but I still have fond memories of it, and I've often thought to myself, that's such a sort of sweet thing that, you know, when you're a kid, or maybe it's different for other kids, but, you know, if I have a kid someday, I'm also not a good singer, but I can just sing to them, and they'll probably appreciate it and not care that I'm not a good singer, because it's not about that when you're a parent.
What is it about?
It's about your love for your child.
Oh, yeah.
All right, you guys just want the all right.
Look, my cartoon, Captain J.J. Weed and Missy Meth, is not about drugs. It is just a cartoon for children to enjoy learning about getting in adventures and getting out of tight situations.
Every character that you have drawn has a joint in their hand.
Okay, first off, those are little candy straws that give them their action pills that bring them up to super strength.
Okay, go back to that. Action pills?
Action pills.
So now there are pills in this.
Yeah, they're full of protein.
Okay, like...
Do you take vitamins?
I do take vitamins, yes, but...
These are heroes that take vitamins.
Okay, but then they, like, go on, like, an hour-long trip with all these weird kaleidoscope colors going on.
Yeah, you know how distracted kids are, you know? They just, like, have to be grasping at the latest crazy color.
Look, just we at the network, we just want you to tone it down a little bit, okay? We don't want all this drug paraphernalia appearing in a Saturday morning cartoon.
Drug paraphernalia?
Yeah.
Those are just... Okay, fine. I'll tone it down a bit. If you don't want the crazy kaleidoscope colors, I can just have like a boring scrolling background.
Thank you.
Akin to like a Hanna-Barbera cartoon.
No, that's a good throwback. I mean, you know, people
bunch
are into nostalgia
people
now.
Just standing around in a party, chewing on a pacifier.
Chewing
like
at a rave?
Sticks. We'll just scroll by
them. You're describing a rave now. Yes. Okay. No, this is still drug culture.
No, these are people having fun.
Okay, I'm not saying it's not fun, but I mean, children are going to be watching this.
So you agree that it's fun for kids to watch?
No. I'm saying for adults, for people who are of age, not little children.
Okay, so we can actually broaden our audience base and say that it's for kids and children. This is great. I'm glad you're on board with this.
DK, you're hearing something else. Like, I don't want kids to be turning on the TV at 7 a.m. when they wake up on Saturday morning to catch all their, you know, the big Saturday morning lineup and to be bombarded with just ecstasy humor.
I like to bombard kids with, like, some good visual elements because it wakes them up in the morning. It gives them a little pep. It's like shooting something into their veins to give them a little go-go-go
energy
in the
morning. And now we're on to intravenous drugs. Great.
Honey, I really enjoyed our lovemaking last night, but... I was watching the video this morning and it just, I wasn't getting the same Frazonics.
Sweetie, I am so glad you brought that up because I watched the video right after we were finished and the Frazonics were like so toned down.
Oh. Huh.
It's
like, I'm nostalgic about it, but yeah, watching the tape, it was just, it was shit.
Right? I mean, it's like, in the moment, I almost, it's like we're delusional.
I make horrible noises. I don't know how you can stay in the moment when I'm just heeing and hawing. And
it's because I'm so wrapped up in my own moaning and groaning and heeing and hawing. And
I mean,
there was mooing. I think I heard mooing that I don't even notice.
Yeah, like, in the moment, that was hot. But when I was watching back the tape, I rewound it a few times. It just... That's really weird. Why would you do that?
I ask myself the same thing. You know, I'm thinking that maybe we shouldn't leak this to the internet.
Attention, audience. The fifth grade performance of The Wizard of Oz will be starting in 3 minutes.
Yeah, like, I was going to watch back the tape on our camcorder before little Betty gets up there and does her Wicked Witch thing, but now I'm afraid to, like...
Sweetie, did it go off in your pocket just now?
But yeah, you heard it, though. It didn't sound good.
No.
I didn't get, like, the least hint of a Frizzoni from that.
No, I am not Frizzoni'd at all by that sound. Maybe we should just make love in silence.
One thing that I, despite it all, like, there's somebody who's at my work who's in a band. And
what?
Yes.
Is he famous?
He has an album out. It's on Spotify. Okay, that doesn't mean anything. Yeah,
I know.
We're on iTunes.
Anybody can record anything and put it on the internet. Yeah, it doesn't have to be any good.
I think my point is other people want to play with him. Other people have chosen to play with him. And that's like...
So people have selected him. Like, he's good enough that other people want to play with him.
Exactly.
Is what you're saying.
Other people want to play with him. And that's what I want. I want to get to that point where, you know, I can't even stand hearing myself after I play. Like, I want to be at the point where other people want to play with me.
Well, so you want to be in a band.
Yes.
That's what you're saying. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Why the fuck are we doing this when we can play music?
Wait, but I don't want to be in a band.
Shut up.
Okay.
You don't have to be.
No. I think that is the fun thing about being about music is that, like, yeah, when you can play in a band, it's like this sort of, like, mm-hmm. you know, now
camaraderie.
We're,
we're
communicating.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's something to vibe with.
Yeah, we're frizzoning together. Yeah.
Frisson.
I think that's a yeah. What? Just start a band. Just post on Craigslist. Hey, searching for what are you looking for?
See, this is the thing. I want to be in a band, and we've both talked about how we want to be in a band.
Yeah.
And I've alluded many times now. That I want to be in a, why don't you just want to be in a band with me?
You should just go online. And there's plenty of forums.
You don't want to be in a band with me.
Krish, that's not what
it's going to end up being me and Krish in this band.
Shreether doesn't even want to be in
no.
a band.
No.
Yeah, you and Shreether should start the band. And then, you know, if you feel like it, then you can come find me.
The only reason Shreether just doesn't want to be alone. That's all.
I'm terrified of being alone. I'll
he
do whatever
no
I don't like to be...
That's the only reason he's holding that keyboard right now.
Hector gave it to me. He said it was very important.
Yeah,
it's all drums.
Oh, you're this big pop star who's too big to play with me, huh?
That's not what I'm saying. I love you guys. But no, it's a... I think the one time I played with people, like... a band. I mean, it was like we only played some like house shows and stuff, but like
only played some house shows.
Yeah, it was all like
hashtag no big deal. Okay.
But like I think the thing is like it's a lot of work for like very few songs, you know?
Yeah.
Like I feel like the great thing about improv that we all do is that we have to do zero work.
Yeah.
And we can have a lot of shows. Like, the impact goes so much further.
Isn't there something to be said? I'm just going to put this out there. Mm-hmm. For putting a lot of work into a thing and becoming better at it and then feeling proud of what you've accomplished.
Nope.
No, okay. I went on a...
Nope.
Yeah, I knew it was stupid as I started saying it.
And yet, look at all the effort we've put.
Yeah.
In this case, into setting this up.
I think because
we have recording equipment.
See, the problem is I come from the world of sketch, so I have a different perspective on this thing. But no, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, doctor. My dad used to sing me NSYNC songs when I was a kid, so now anytime I hear Bye 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 or whatever, I hear my parents orgasming. It's terrible.
They make cow sounds. It's really awful. I don't think they realize.
Hey, Dad, why did you take down my poster of Aaron Carter and put up your 3-foot by 5-foot LinkedIn profile picture on my wall?
Guys, we're getting the band back together.
I wish I was a drummer, because that's the coolest, but I don't have any rhythm, so I've gotten this keyboard that only plays drums.
I'll play drums.
Wait, I want bands with other instruments. Like Yellow Card has a violin player. Just saying.
I want to play drums.
Drums.
I would like to play the triangle. Does that count as drums?
It's percussion, yeah.
Is that the same thing?
It's, yeah. Yes.
It's the same category, but it's not nearly as cool.
So I'm a drummer. I don't get any action, so it's not that big.
True story. When I briefly had a Tinder profile, it said, on a good day, I think I look like I could be in a band or something.
In high school, my high school boyfriend was in a band. He played the bass, and he wrote me a song, but it had no words. It was just the bass. And I was 16. I thought it was so romantic, but now when I listen to it, it's just noises.
Saturday is gonna be the one that saves me.
All right. So.
In the song there.
Yeah, absolutely. I enjoy improvising with you. We don't have to be in a band together.
Chris, you know what? Let's start a band.
All right.
Yeah, that's not to the second half of the show. Let's just go and play some music. Yeah.
All right, I'm in.
Okay,
right, cool.
Wait, I'm going to be all alone again.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. And that's our first half.
That's our first part. Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you to the lovely audience. Yes. We're gonna do another quick set.
Yeah.
But before we get started, I just want to say thank you to Endgames Improv.
Yes, they've given us this space.
This wonderful space. Uh-huh. They're watching us right now, I think.
Right on that camera right there.
I always think they're watching us.
Yeah.
So sign up to endgamesimprov.com to take classes.
Or see our show schedule. It's all there, endgamesimprov.com.
Or watch the Nest Cam.
Yes.
I don't know why you set up a camera when there's a Nest Cam.
It's looking at the back of our heads.
Are you saying Nest Cam? What's a Nest Cam?
Right there, it's a Nest Cam.
What is Nest?
It's a Nest.
Oh, Nest. I see.
What'd you think it was?
Nest, like NES.
Oh, like a Nintendo Entertainment System?
Yeah, like an 8-bit camera or something.
Yeah.
We all look like Mario.
Yeah, exactly. Like Mario, yeah.
this again! Cool. So to get us started on the next half,
can I make a note? Aren't you supposed to give a prize to the person
who...
Oh
my god,
yes!
You're
so
right.
Yes. Yeah. So, John Skulski, we have two options for you, a Chromecast or a bottle of wine from Williamson Wine in Healdsburg, California.
I'll take a Chromecast. That's an amazing
prize. It's the same time, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
What vintage is this Chromecast?
Did you get the Chromecast?
I got the Chromecast as well, exactly.
And now he's on the show.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
exactly. This is your ticket up into
the
show.
Preview, yeah, for the next special guest.
Wait, I never got to be special guest. He just leapfrogs me into...
To get us started, can we get a suggestion
of something you want this show to be about? What do you want us to talk about?
And let's get it from John Skulski.
Fresh produce.
It's this thing we talk about buying local, buying organic,
but thinking global.
Thinking global. Yeah, there are all these memes and ideas like think what is it? Act local, think global. And I feel like sometimes they're at odds with each other because if you think about like organic, a lot of organic food comes from Mexico, and I think that's not local. That's it takes a few
it's
days.
It's global.
It's global. Yeah.
Yeah.
It takes a few.
What? What even is organic? I don't quite understand. It means I don't use pesticides, that's it? Or
yeah,
is...
it means...
I guess it makes it look dumb, yeah, but...
Well, there are two definitions, right? Organic, in the chemistry sense, means
Well, that's
carbon.
All things are organic,
except for water. which is
metals.
And metals, yeah.
But everything you eat.
And rocks.
Fine, yeah, you can eat metal. Oh, you know, like there's this Indian snack, barfi, where they put the silver on it. Exactly.
I'm sorry, what? It's what's it called?
It's called barfi.
Thank you.
No, I mean, it's not barfi, it's barfi. Yeah. It's a different vowel.
Got it.
Yeah. Cool. All right.
And
it really has nothing to do. If you were to speak the language, you'd think nothing was wrong with
it. Yeah, believe it or not, the same sounds can mean different things in different languages.
I don't believe it, but I'll take your word for it. So you're saying that so organic though in the produce sense?
Yeah, in the produce sense, I don't quite understand what it means.
It's some FDA certification. So I think you have to certify that there's been no pesticides on the land for 10 years, and there's certain other rules that you have to comply with. And so when I've spoken to people at farmers markets, they say, you know, we're not large enough to be able to comply with the rules because you need a large legal team and all this other stuff. So it ends up being that only larger conglomerates or people who've reached a certain scale can.
Yeah, that's what I was basically figuring. Is it just kind of a thing that rich companies that are big can take advantage of getting slapped on, but it doesn't really mean that much of a difference versus what's
exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So it's like for Whole Foods and their supply chain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, to me, it seems like it's only it seems to be like a Western phenomenon. Like I don't I feel like you don't really have organic produce like anything labeled organic outside of maybe America and Western Europe.
Mm-hmm. So my aunt started an organic food store in India.
Okay, well, great. I wish you would have just said so before I...
Hector grew up in Ohio, so he's basically white. He doesn't understand. Oh, that's from the previous version of this thing. People listening don't even know.
I'm still white, though. Yeah, it doesn't change anything.
But speaking of fresh produce, I keep buying raspberries and I bring them home, and then they spoil so quickly. Like, I buy raspberries, and then if I don't get around to them... the next morning, they're already gone.
Moldy, yeah, they're already
so gone. I don't understand how raspberries even survive in the wild. Like,
they're just
if they're this poor at avoiding infection, like do they calibrate the time that they pick it perfectly to take them to the store? I don't understand.
I'm very curious about this. Is there something, the second you remove it from the vine, does it lose its like immune system? Like, is the raspberry immune system on the vine very strong? Is it getting something that's poured in that's sort of like keeping it fresh?
It's probably pulling in all those pesticides from the soil. It's keeping it,
it's keeping it fresh.
It fresh.
And
exactly.
The second you pluck it.
Yeah.
Same thing with strawberries.
Yeah, exactly. Strawberries. They go...
Strawberries are apparently, if they're not organic, they're laced in pesticides for the same reason.
And therefore they stay good longer. They're better.
Well, yeah.
And they build up your own immunity to pests.
The bees would not be happy about that.
That's
bees
true.
Are dying
yeah,
everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. We wouldn't have fruits without bees, and the bees will die with pesticides.
Yeah.
Wait, are bees part of the... I guess they're part of everything's pollination process?
Yeah, oh, they're a huge part of the pollination. Shreela, can I...
Yeah, interject with your biology PhD.
Have you heard of the birds and the bees?
Yeah, I thought that was about something... Oh, my God, I don't even want to tell you what I thought that was about. Completely different.
Well, you probably thought it was about sex, which it is about.
Yeah. It is about sex.
There are two definitions, again.
Oh.
Like, there's the metaphorical definition, which is sex. We're talking about the birds and the bees for pollination.
Which is also sex.
There's another thing.
It's plant sex.
I'm going deep into the
go real deep.
Of things that I'm real dumb about, that I feel embarrassed about, but I know that there's plants that have... Like, there's a thing about male and female plants or plant parts or something.
Yeah.
But I don't really understand. Like, if I see a flower in the wild,
you want to have sex with it.
Yeah,
you're not sure.
My
you're like, why am I attracted to this flower?
No, I mean, do particular flowers, are they male or female, or is the same flower has a male and a female?
The same flower has a male and a female part.
And then it pollinates with other flowers, but if it's male and female, why doesn't it just pollinate with itself?
It could pollinate with itself. Yeah, that's always an option.
Yeah,
there's self-pollinating plants.
Yeah, self-pollinate, but like to increase genetic diversity, you want to outbreed.
Yeah, and that's the whole point of bees.
Yeah,
but then where do the birds come in?
The birds, hummingbirds.
Oh. Hummingbirds have sex with the bees.
My understanding of the phrase was that I thought, in fact, I went to look it up where this phrase came from recently.
Really?
Yeah.
What's? I'm curious, what started that? Like,
I was in a conversation with Dan Lewis. I forgot why. I was trying to explain to Dan Lewis where babies come from. Nobody listening to this even knows who Dan Lewis is. But then we looked it up, and there's a school of thought that thinks the phrase came from the Cole Porter song, basically. You know,
friendship. It's friendship.
No. birds do it. Bees do it. Even educated fleas do it.
No, it's the friendship. but
let's fall in love. Yeah.
Where did you look up the phrase birds and bees?
I went online, I typed in birds and bees etymology or birds and bees phrase
just
origin.
In Google, you searched it.
We're not supposed to mention Google's name, Hector.
Sorry.
Into a search engine.
In Chromecast.
Okay, so sweetie, the male boy puts his penis in the female vagina. Does that answer your question why we're having fish for dinner?
No, it what?
Okay, let me try this again. So, the male seduces the female.
Are we talking about fish or people?
No, we're talking about what's for dinner tonight, okay? And I don't know how else to explain this. Okay, sometimes they can do it turned around, like from behind. So,
what does this have to do with dinner?
I don't know, sweet. Oh, God, I wish your dad was home. Okay, so we're going to have a side of broccoli. And how do I say
that? Well, how do you relate that to fucking?
So to be the best form of birth control is abstinence.
Good, I abstain from broccoli.
Great, okay, so we get the broccoli thing, right? Are we all on board? You and your sister, we all understand? Or do
yeah.
I need to talk about this again?
She'll get pregnant if she eats broccoli.
Oh, God. Okay, let me try this one more time. I'm your mom, right? And you
yeah.
grew my belly because your dad and I
ate fish.
We had sex.
Oh.
And then that made you. And then you came out of my vagina, and here you are. So does that explain why you can't have milk for dinner?
What?
I knew your father should have had this talk with you. I'm just no good at it.
Oh, my God. I got a lot of homework to do. I don't know if I'm going to... I got the SAT tutor coming. I don't know. What am I going to... I just want to know why we're having fish.
Okay, well, I'm going to need you to set the table, okay? And the knife is the one that looks like kind of like a penis. And the spoon is the one that looks like a shape of a boob. Okay,
so two spoons and one knife.
Yes, we're having soup as well for dinner. Do you get it now?
Do we need forks?
Yeah, so the forks look like it looks like
what is it, Mommy?
You know what? You'll figure it out one day. I don't know what it's for you.
Nature hikes, they're so, they make me feel so many feelings.
No, I'm just kind of awash and emotionally cast adrift.
Yeah, I feel kind of warm inside,
yeah.
You know? like when I see that redwood tree, it excites so many feelings in me. It's confusing.
Just hearing the birds chirping in the forest, it's like... It's like a cacophony that's making me feel all humble and yet like I'm growing, yet...
I totally understand. Being 13 is confusing.
I know.
The Yosemite teen hike will be starting in 5 minutes.
Do you think that's why they brought us out here? So we can discover these parts of ourselves?
I think so, like... Before, I was just, like, having fun and playing with my toys, and now it's just, like, I feel like something's growing inside me.
Me too. I was just watching, like, Scooby-Doo reruns and playing with Legos, and now I'm witnessing, like, daffodils and ferns. And
please make sure you put on sunscreen and pack your bag, because we are in for quite the adventure this
afternoon. Adventure.
This is the bark on that redwood's making me doubt myself and wonder if I'm like what I'm gonna do as an adult and question myself, and I'm all insecure all of a sudden.
Totally. The stem on that flower is making me want to go on dates.
The shimmering of the sun cascading through the fir trees, the foliage of it all, it's just making me want to... I don't know, drive a car and park somewhere and make out.
You're such a poet.
Yeah?
Maybe we could pick those little dandelion things and blow the blowy things off and then go park somewhere together.
Make a small cloud of their seeds as they spread across a plain, cross-pollinating the world and understand what it feels inside, a growing passion inside that says, put away those childish things. Put away your Tom Sawyer and your Huckleberry Finn.
It's amazing how much we are surrounded by symbols of sex. I mean, like, think about dandelions. Like, you just, like, you're innocently blowing a dandelion.
You're spreading semen all over.
And you're a child. You're basically, you're a surrogate bee or hummingbird. Like, that's basically your role.
Yeah.
Plant bukkake.
Exactly.
I think there's something beyond the lurid role of pollination, right? Is that, like, we need it for food. We need it for all the fruits that we have, all the nuts that we have. I know now it's going back to sex, but it's like, but we need this stuff, right? Like, yeah. I mean, without it,
we need actual human sex too. I don't know the distinction you're drawing here.
Sex is needed in all aspects.
No, we don't need human sex anymore.
What?
I'm against it. Oh. If I'm not having any, no one's having any.
Oh, okay.
I guess we don't really need it anymore. We can make test tube babies.
Oh my god, there's this thing, I won't get into it, but there's this thing called CRISPR engineering. It's gonna fucking fuck
everyone
up everything.
Keeps talking about it. Like,
it's gonna be
the
huge.
Next big thing.
But. All right. The thing I was gonna say is that I think, yes, I agree with you that this organic label is like, it's frustrating, right? It's frustrating because it's sort of like, economically, it really only applies to like big factory farms, but. I mean, at least there is this discussion of organic foods and sort of discussion of, like, why it's important to have organic foods or not have pesticides, because we are killing off our bee population, and we are not going to have...
You're gesturing to me like I'm responsible.
Sridhar, can you stop fucking killing the bees?
It's a war, man, and one side's got to win.
I know, like we are beyond the age of the movie My Girl, where... where we are
did you learn nothing from that
shame
film?
On bees. Yeah. They provide a role in our ecosystem.
Honestly, I keep hearing from ecologists how vital insects are. Like, it would make havoc with the planet if we killed them off. But I say, let's give it a shot. Let's check it out. You know, if it goes wrong, then you know, my bad.
I would say, like, don't kill off bees. Kill off silverfish.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Everyone in the audience is nodding, or one third of the audience.
Do we have a bunch of bee sympathizers in this audience, though?
I think we're talking about eradicating species. There's currently an effort in California to eradicate a certain mosquito.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. A company which can't be named, but you can find them on Google, because that is their homepage, is in works on a project. Yes. To genetically engineer, I believe, or infect with a specific virus or something, mosquitoes that will then go breed with other mosquitoes and make them infertile.
Yes. And there are all these precautions that are being taken to avoid any side effects. So they're male mosquitoes that they're releasing into the wild, and the male mosquitoes don't bite, so there's no chance of it infecting us. The disease they're infected with is one that is supposedly can't actually harm human beings. I do wonder, though, is there something that we're not accounting for? Because you think about, like, I think about the eucalyptus trees that we see all around us, and somebody just thought, oh, let's plant a eucalyptus tree in California, like, not realizing that it would be an invasive species, and now it's everywhere.
But is it a problem that eucalyptus trees are everywhere? Is there something wrong with that?
Not anymore. It took over, but I'm sure a bunch of species went extinct. A lot of plants are no longer around just because of that.
I would agree with you. The eucalyptus plague it's an infestation that was brought over because people thought eucalyptus trees would make good lumber for construction. So, like, during the initial...
Oh, is that the reason?
Yeah, the initial, gold rush, you know, while this...
The thing... Yeah, sorry, I'm interrupting.
Oh, no. They brought this tree over thinking it's, like, it grows fast and it's very... it's good, right? Mm-hmm. Except the problem is that the tree grows in this sort of gnarled fashion where it's twisted, so the actual trunk is useless for building anything. So now you just have a shitload of eucalyptus trees living on our welfare system.
I don't understand how you guys are so anti-eucalyptus trees. We're just like, bees, they're our friends. We need to...
koala bears carry chlamydia.
Anyway, I have an aunt who caught Dutch elm disease, but... there's a thing that annoyed me when I first came, I came out to California once as a kid, and I saw that there were all these, palm trees, right? Like, in Stanford and whatever, they have all these palm trees up down the roads. I thought, that's the kind of climate this place is. It's got all these palm trees. Then I looked it up later. None of them are native to the area, and it's expensive and, it's extremely difficult to get them to survive here, but they just plant them so that idiots like me think, that's the kind of climate you have here.
What's amusing me about all this is, we have these, asides that we're all making. You're talking about, my aunt got Dutch elm disease, and you've been, 10 minutes talking about palm trees, and you're like, CRISPR, it's going to revolutionize the world!
Yeah, exactly. So 20 years from now, we're going to be like, CRISPR was a horrible idea.
Maybe, but I don't know. I'm for it. I'm for CRISPR. I think...
You're for it because you're a biologist. You're always talking about how you want to get better jobs and stuff. So yeah.
All right, soldier. The swarm of bees are out there. It's your job to go out there and exterminate them all!
Sir, there's just too many of them.
You're the only one we have left. It is up to you.
I'm the only one we have left because everyone else was killed by bees.
And it's up to you. That's
Except for
how
that
it works.
One guy who fell into the panther cage.
I'm still in the panther cage.
He's useless. He should have never been in the army in the first place.
Sounds like the panther cage is the place to be. Send me in there, Sarge.
No, Private Culkin, it is up to you. To exterminate these bees and save the world.
I'm okay in here, though.
Shut up!
Yeah, why don't we all just live with panthers now?
You don't understand. Bees are dangerous creatures. They have sex with our birds. They sting us. I got stung in the palm of my hand when I was 5 years old, and it still haunts me.
I'm a grown-ass man. I had the discussion with my father when he told me about how when a bee loves a... flower, it puts its stinger in her Georgia O'Keeffe, and then you have more flowers and bees. It's beautiful. Why are we even fighting them?
Doesn't that make you sick? That makes me so nauseous.
There's free Wi-Fi down in the
Shut up!
Do you mean nauseous in the English sense, where it means that you're gonna throw up, or like the delicious snack from Ireland?
The former! Obviously the former!
Okay, because I'm hungry.
There's plenty of that delicious snack from Ireland down here.
Yeah.
How did you get in the army?
I'm going to figure it out.
Hi. So we are the front desk workers at Brookstone Spa. And if you're wondering what that foul, foul, disgusting, horrible smell is, our manager insists on putting eucalyptus in the diffuser. So I'm sorry.
That's right. Our manager has no sense of smell, apparently, nor any sense of taste or decency, so that explains the foul, foul eucalyptus smell that you are currently inhaling.
Oh God. I completely understand if you want to turn around and leave, or we have nose plugs here, because we understand that our manager has no taste at all because eucalyptus trees are the worst.
I'm going to leave.
That's right. I can't imagine that the nose plugs are made of steel or titanium, because that's what you would need to counteract the disgusting yet incredibly strong smell of eucalyptus.
Even if you just walk through it, it will linger on you for days.
I don't understand how koalas are constantly vomiting.
That's a good point, sir. Yes, you'll have to burn all of your clothes and probably slough off most of your skin to get rid of this horrid, horrid odor.
I just got this shirt from Nordstrom.
Well, we're actually, if you'd like, we're starting a petition amongst our coworkers here to put our manager in prison, because we think this is a form of human abuse.
I'm getting that's sleepy. Right. Maybe that's I'll right. sign that after the snap.
That's right, that's right. The big skull figure you see outside and all the people with the signs, that's the reason. Yes. That's the reason you see that. Yes. We're in full protest mode.
But we need this job, so we're going to stay.
That's right. Because No one, none of the farms are hiring.
No.
All the bees are dead.
So, I just want to clarify my point.
Okay.
Which
clarify
one?
Away.
I am, I'm not pro, like, you know, like having a special label for organic foods and therefore jacking up the price, you know. And
well, yeah, this is the thing that happened is there's two Safeway stores near me. And
well, you're lucky.
Yeah, I know. But one of them became the all organic Safeway, and it's the one that's closer to me, so it's the one I'm accustomed to going to. But all the prices just jacked up for no good reason.
Oh, so it's like a
Whole Foods. With Safeway.
Yeah.
It's like, I guess that's what it is. I mean, it seems to me like I'm getting just the same things. I don't notice any difference. I'm buying the same raspberries that go bad as fast as they did before. But it's just everything is more expensive now.
I am curious though. So these Safeways, are they in different neighborhoods?
No, like one of them is two blocks away from the other one, but it's just the one is slightly closer to me, so I keep going there, and it costs more because it's all organic now.
Okay. I just worry that maybe that they're like they're marketing the organic towards like a specific clientele.
I guess. What happened to you there?
I'm sorry. I was just eating some barfi in my mouth.
That's not what it's
about.
Yeah,
you should have some barfi instead. That stuff is delicious.
I'm just worried that because I feel like the whole problem with this whole organic labeling thing is that it comes back down to class and economics.
Right. No. Exactly. The people.
The proletariat.
Yeah. I am completely with you on this thing.
I am completely with you, my companion.
I agree with you that I'm right.
Well, you know, and the thing that's going on then is we are basically saying we're gonna take this organic food from these large conglomerates and we're gonna have these big companies take over. Like that's basically what you want. If you want to reduce prices, you want large conglomerates to manage it. You want your Safeways.
Sorry, say that again. Why do I want large conglomerates
if it needs to be at scale, right? If you want small scale organic food at a reasonable price, that's not going to happen. But if you want that organic label and you want it at scale, there's going to be a.
I think the point that you're missing is that we don't care about the label, but I think. People were producing organic food without pesticides for centuries.
Yeah,
millennia.
This is a crazy thing to me is that. I mean, obviously this is a simplification, but we've had agriculture for like 10,000 years, haven't we? And yet still people starve to death. That's so bizarre to me that this thing should be the cheapest thing. It should be as cheap as running water or something. But
which is running out?
Oh, is that is that a pun?
It's a.
Hello, welcome to Safeway La Frison. I have a pre-chilled cart for you. It is nice and cool against your hands as you shop in our store.
Oh, the raspberries at the store stay good for weeks.
Here at Planned Pandahood, we provide medical treatment for all panda-related STDs.
Fun fact, on organic food, the label starts with the number 4.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
That's a wow.
Okay.
Thank God.
I thought we were doing that scene from My Girl.
Fun fact, on organic bees, the number of legs is 6.
Really?
It's true.
Wow. Organic spiders also have 12 legs.
Fun fact, Krish works at Google.
Tonight's episode is not sponsored by Google, Brookstone, or Safeway.
Or Whole Foods.
Or eucalyptus trees.
Or My Girl.
It does really smell bad here, though.
No argument.
Sorry.
We are open to sponsorships from any of the aforementioned companies, however.
I got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I got the month of May.
Are we gonna have to pay for this?
Oh yeah, 15 seconds. So I also don't, wait, I don't know that line. That line in the lyric, I got the month of May.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
When it's cold outside, he's basically making a contrast. In the month of May, at least in the northern hemisphere,
it's a
poetic way of saying spring. Yeah.
Got it.
And so
with that spring, we'll come back again
with more plants.
With more plants.
The renewal.
It, you know, I think despite all our
worrying,
we're still gonna be here. We're still gonna be under Trump.
Wait, where did that come from?
The world hasn't come to an end yet.
The world hasn't come to an end yet.
Yep. Let's shake on it.
Yeah, let's shake on it. Okay. Thank you. With that, that's the end of our show. I want to first thank our awesome improvisers.
Yeah, great work.
Another round of applause. Our very special guest, Sridhar Ramesh.
Yes. Most special guest ever.
Okay, easy. And our amazing audience.
Yeah, amazing
yeah.
audience.
Yeah.
Again, you have forgotten to give the suggestion.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, thank you. That's why we brought you on board. Sridhar, would you like to hand out our last prize? Yes.
Absolutely. Would you like wine or a Chromecast?
No.